Hi guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the In The Hub podcast, brought to you by Playbox Technology UK. In this episode, we're going to speak to our very own Ben Gunkel from Playbox Technology about the significance of partnerships within the broadcast technology industry. Hope you enjoy. So welcome back to the In The Hub podcast, Ben. How are you doing today?
Very well, Neil. Thanks for having me back.
Of course, mate. We had to get you back. We're going to be talking a little bit about kind of partnerships. And we'll be talking about partnerships more in a kind of broadcasting industry type sense. And we'll cover, you know, collaborative relationships, dealers, resellers, and kind of all those organizations that really almost hold the broadcasting industry together.
Yeah.
So I think we'll just get straight into the questions then, Ben, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely fine by me. Yeah, I like discussing partnerships. It's something I enjoy.
What does the word partnerships mean to you? Like, what do you, you know, attribute that towards?
When you say a partnership, that is you're there through the good times and the bad times. You work together to a common goal. For the broadcast industry, this is multiple companies working together to provide a working infrastructure to a customer and deliver it in a wholesome fashion. So acquisition through to play out, everything that's in between, the wireman, the manufacturer, the delivery drivers, you know, the people who make the LED lights that go in. So every possible step of the way, partnerships is about that real collaboration of all those people involved in the chain working together.
Yeah, and it's crazy sometimes to think just how many partnerships are involved in the actual shipping and distribution of a product. So like you said, even down to the little LED lights, you know, the standby lights on a server. All sorts of stuff, like the fans in them as well. Just how many partnerships are involved?
This is the thing with the broadcast industry and with other industries. If one aspect of the entire ecosystem fails, then the customer sees that as a big problem. Yeah, all the different aspects of the supply chain and the installation chain. If something goes wrong with a complete system, then in a partnership environment, then the person who's responsible for that particular element should be there to back up their system, their product, and stand by it. And you really do see the true colors of companies when something goes wrong or customer needs support. Then that you know, anyone can say, yeah, I want to be your partner and I want to sell your product or represent your brand. That's fantastic. But really, when you really need to rely on these people, you know, when our suppliers, when we need to lean on them, or dealers that sell our products need to lean on us, that's when you really understand what a customer, what a supplier or manufacturer feels about their customer base when they're there to support it in the bad times.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that sentiment. And so, yeah, again, we've covered it a fair bit, Ben, but how important do you think partnerships are in our industry? And are there any kind of examples of benefits that these kind of collaborative relationships create?
Yeah, well, if you don't mind, if I can answer that backwards. So the benefit of collaborative relationships, we've seen massive successes. So I'll give you an example. When many years ago, when Playbox partnered with Tata Communications to deliver a turnkey cloud playout offering, the benefits to us were huge because we had a brilliant product, but no cloud delivery mechanism. Tata had a cloud delivery mechanism or platform, sorry, but no product. So we just put our heads together and both sides benefited from each other's expertise. That's just a small example. There's hundreds and hundreds of these examples where companies work together to access new customers, new markets, new revenues, you know, new vertical markets especially. And you can't really understate the importance of a partnership in that environment. And a real partnership, because let's face it, if you're entering new markets or new technologies, things can and will go wrong. That's when you need to lean back on that partner and say, hey, can you help me with this? I don't really know the market as well as you do, blah, blah, blah. You help each other out. So the the importance of those partnerships in the broadcast industry are absolutely vital, because let's face it, we're the people that get television programs onto people's TVs in their homes. There's millions of people watching telly. So the partnerships really come into play when you have to deliver a particular level of service to a customer, so reliability and on-air time, for example. That is absolutely vital, that if something goes wrong, we know, and everyone else in the signal chain knows who to call if something happens and there's a disaster, and that disaster needs to be recovered. So, and there's a non-tangible benefit to that as well, which is you meet fantastic people, you get to personally, you get to enrich your career and your working life. And I mean, it's a bit tricky these days, but in the days of exhibitions and people meeting face to face, partnerships are absolutely vital to your well-being and your sanity in the industry, because it's difficult to make broadcasting sexy from a technology point of view, but you can make it interesting by being around other people.
Yeah, and just branching off that then, Ben, I know it might be a bit of a tough question. Do you have any kind of highlight moments working with dealers, resellers and partners throughout your career with Playbox?
Sure. Well, what goes on tour stays on tour, Neil.
I knew we shouldn't have asked this.
But with highlight moments, there's two different sides to it. There's the people side of it. There's been some fantastic experiences. I remember the first time I ever went to Nigeria to work for a customer. We'd supplied a load of Playbox systems through a dealer, a well-known dealer who had an office in Ikeja, in Lagos, in Nigeria. And they were supplying our systems and they wanted a representative Playbox in the customer facility. And I was like, right, okay, Nigeria. Never been there. Don't know what to expect. Heard good things, heard bad things. But don't worry about it. We'll look after you. So they helped me with the invitation letters. I flew there, picked me up from the airport, took me to their facility, looked after me and stayed with them in their accommodations. And they really looked after me. That was a highlight from the people's point of view. They really made sure I was okay. And to be honest, I had a fantastic time. I've been to Nigeria 13 times. So,
oh, blimey.
at the stage. But from a sort of business point of view, working with partners, there've been some real highlight moments where we've won deals. We delivered a multi-channel IP streaming sports platform for now the world's biggest online streaming sports platform, and that was because we had fantastic partnerships in place with technology partners. And when we won that first order with this platform, it was like feeling like winning the lottery.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Not financially, but that feeling of, what the hell, this is amazing. We managed to do this. So the highlights are definitely, winning that project. And from a personal point of view, being chaperoned around the streets of Lagos by a fantastic dealer that we were working with at the time.
And just kind of going off that, Ben, what do you think makes a good partnership between companies in our industry? So if you kind of had to boil it down to, either a couple of pillars of things that are necessary in good partnerships, or...
The boring answer would be great technology that never fails, but
That would be the ideal answer as well.
Yeah, but that's not real life. But 100%, it's about the people, and everyone knows that. It's all about the people. You build relationships with these individuals that can last many, many years, and you can pick the phone up to them anytime, and you can support each other. Delivering systems into clients can be a real challenge sometimes. The secret, I think, is being able to communicate with your partners when things go wrong and be able to go into that customer as a team and sort this problem out and put it right for the customer. I think that's what makes good partnerships. It's like, it's if you're both working together representing one common goal, then that you can achieve great things.
Yeah. And I think it's about having that friendship as well that is long lasting and you know, realizing it's not all about work, really.
Well, also as well, in what we do with Playout, it's not a consumer product. We're not selling a system to a customer and then they're going to come back every 6 months and buy a new product from you. Yesterday, I had a conversation with a client that I haven't spoken to for 8 years because I said to him, you know, what's up? And he said, you know, my systems need upgrading. All right, okay. What's the problem? He said, no problem. They've been absolutely fantastic. And I said, I wonder why I hadn't heard from you for a long time. And it's because the systems worked and they did a good job. But 8 years later, he's still phoning me. He says, I only want to talk to you. And we managed to work something out. You know, and that's the thing with broadcast is some of the technologies, especially ones that we supply in Playbox, they just go on for so long that you might find that you speak to this customer once every 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah, I completely agree with that. And it's a nice surprise sometimes to get calls years later. But fundamentally, you know that the system's working for them, which is you know, really satisfying, yeah, as well.
Exactly. And when you say partnerships, customers are partners as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
Because they're ambassadors for your brand. They can kill you if your product's crap. They'll tell all their friends if it's really good and recommend you, and you get repeat business. So the partnership's not always about technology partnerships or resellers. It's about your customers as well. They really are your partners. They're representing your brand while they're using your product. So they're also.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So Ben, there's a few ways we can kind of interpret this question, but do you think it's possible for any company within our industry to kind of go it alone?
I think sometimes you don't have a choice when you're starting out with a new product or a new service, or you're releasing something new into the market, which is not tried and tested. Sometimes you may have to go it alone to prove that there's a desire for your product in the marketplace before you then go and speak to perhaps a dealer or a reseller and say, hey, look, I've sold all these products to these people. It's going well, but we want to do more. Can we work together? That in that environment, you need to go it alone. But if you're looking to expand globally, well, you've got the obvious challenge of time zones, and no one wants to work 24 hours a day. You might want to service the Americas and Asia simultaneously. You're going to need partners, whether that be colleagues or dealers or technology partners in other parts of the world. That's up to you. But everyone has to start off selling their product, and they have to sell it to somebody. So going it alone is essential in that respect. But also, the times have changed now. People are staying at home for the time being. So companies should have made it easier for people to buy their products. And maybe that means selling them direct over the internet.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree with that. And it's good to kind of let these dealers in their respective countries, obviously, you know, do what they do best, basically. And that's deal with customers within that culture and what they know best about. So it's best to just leave the experts to it, really.
That's what we're looking for in terms of partnerships. Playbox needs people who've got knowledge of their local market. They speak the language. They understand what the customers are looking for. They can handle the logistics, they can handle frontline support. And it's just basically opening up new markets. So
if you could condense it down, what are Playbox Technology looking for in terms of partnerships?
Proactive, knowledgeable resellers, technology partners, people who are highly motivated, and people that understand that it's absolutely vital when you're delivering a system to have all parts of the chain working together. You know, a Playout system, yeah, fine, it's a channel in a box. It's called a channel in a box. It's marketed as a box that you plug in and it does everything. It's still a learning curve, still requires training, still requires support and installation and integration with other systems. So we're looking for partners who can offer those skills, take our product and make it part of a wider system. And the best way for people to do that is to get in touch and let's just have a conversation. What harm can it do?
Yeah, I completely agree. So how can people best get in touch with you to discuss?
They can just email sales@playboxtechnology.com. They can go on the website and start a chat. We're friendly people, always looking for new business opportunities. But I think, looking at the point of this podcast is really, I think, to understand what partnerships mean to businesses like ours. I'll tell you what, when I started in Playbox, it was 2008, it was quite a small company with big aspirations, and it grew. It's like the preeminent play out in a box system now. And that's only been possible, 100% of it has been possible due to partnerships. Without those partnerships, it's similar to a band selling music. If you're not selling it to your fans, people don't appreciate what you do and like what you do, they're not going to spend their money. And we've built up trust with customers. We've built up great client base. We've got fantastic partners. And a small company based in Eastern Europe, above a bank actually, and it was hard work, and we worked really hard to build these partnerships, and it shows that you ask questions, can you go it alone? Yeah, you can make a few sales here and there. You could possibly become millionaires by going it alone, but in order to really reach all the corners of the globe and all the little nooks and crannies, you've got to have partners and you've got to have trust.
And I think increasingly you're seeing it where kind of smaller companies who are really good in their kind of respective niche are obviously going out approaching maybe bigger companies and creating these partnerships for the benefit of innovation, basically, and driving the industry forwards as well. So, not just about sales and kind of reach, but getting their technologies integrated and pushing the industry forwards as well.
100%. Yeah. Well, look at Cloud Playout when that first started. There were no companies that could deliver a Cloud Playout platform with a remotely controlled, schedulable TV channel with automated graphics, multi-channels in multi-languages, in every corner of the earth, controlled by one man at a computer in central London. We were the people who did that. And this Playbox is the first company to do that. And it was only possible because we partnered with distribution companies and cloud platforms. It's the only way it was possible. And it worked really well. And everyone's trying to do it now.
Yeah, that's very true. So, yeah. Basically, knowing what you're good at as a company and then realizing what others are good at and obviously bringing them into the equation as well. So obviously, thank you very much, Ben, for taking the time out to come and speak to us today on the In The Hub podcast about partnerships and just how important they are, not just for our industry and our company, obviously, but every industry and company out there, no matter how big or small they might be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's probably the secret to the success. Personally speaking, from my experience in Playbox, it's been one of the best things we ever did was to go out and find meaningful partnerships.
100%. So thank you very much, Ben.
Thanks for having me on here, Neil.